Hey folks, we are 1 week, well, about 6 days away from Christmas, and you're watching my videos. I can't thank you enough. There's either two reasons: you're really intrigued and you'd really are interested in buying a house in 2023, or you're stuck at work and you're like, oh man, I just gotta spend my time productively. So hopefully that's not the case. So what I do on my channel every day is my goal here is to educate you guys on house affordability, where the markets are going and everything else. I don't predict where house prices are going to go because honestly, I have no idea and nobody else does. But what I try to do on my side of the fence is help you guys on housing affordability with mortgage rates. So what we look at and we focus in on rates and programs that you guys could use to get qualified for that first house you're looking to buy or maybe that first investment property. So here's what we do on a daily basis. We go over rates, but we do that at the end of the video. What I try to do is go over like the economic calendars and events coming on Wall Street and with the Fed that's going to make the Fed react in one way or another. Because we know what the Federal Reserve's been doing lately. They're out there to crush inflation. And by doing so, they said there's two pieces of the equation they're really trying to do. They're trying to crush housing and they're trying to crush the jobs market. They've done a pretty good job in 2020 about the housing market, but I don't see the jobs market crashing just yet. And I really don't see the jobs market crashing either, just like I don't see house prices crashing. So, well, let's look at the economic calendar for this week and what might play a role in what the Federal Reserve might be doing with rates down the road, but also what I think mortgage rates are going to do in the next week or two. But you got to put this in the context. What we're seeing right now is you guys might probably have a couple days off this week or next week. Well, on Wall Street, a lot of people take this time off. They take the last 2 weeks of the year off and just go to their Hamptons homes or wherever they go. But here's what I want to explain to you. Because there's not a lot of people working on Wall Street, anytime bonds move and stocks move, they have a ripple effect or an over-exuberant effect because there's not a lot of people or down on the floors. Let me explain this. If I want to sell one of my stocks, I go out there and I put in a sell order. Usually in the stock market, there's tons of people there and computer programs and everything to fill that sell order for me because there has to be a buyer on the other side. Well, if there's half the workforce or three quarters of the workforce not working, there's not as many buyers. So that makes prices fluctuate more. Okay. So we're probably going to see mortgage rates fluctuate more than usual. And we're going to see probably the stock market fluctuate more than usual. And it could be good or bad. So we usually try to step away for the last 2 weeks of the month. We work with clients, we work with borrowers trying to get them pre-approved, but we hardly ever lock in rates because usually we see rates kind of tick up during this time instead of down. So that's just how it works. So we usually wait for the beginning of the year for all the traders to get back to Wall Street to make things come back to normal. But with that, without further ado, let's get over to the calculator, the economic calendar to figure out what's going on this week. So there's a lot of things here that kind of are baffling, like the consumer confidence level we see right here. I have no idea how it's going up because you see, you know, interest rates on everything are going up. People's wages aren't going up in tandem with the inflation and everything's got more expensive. Okay, so I don't know how consumer confidence can possibly go up. The next thing is existing home sales. Again, this time of year, don't really monitor these with great detail because usually in December, January, February, people are like, you know, it's that time of year, it's the holidays. I don't want to put my house on the market. I don't want people coming through my homes. So home sales and home inventory usually lapses during this time of year. So we're not putting a huge emphasis on that. What I like is last week's crude oil inventory numbers. It was in 10 million in excess. You see gas prices. On my way today, I saw gas prices in some areas at $2.99. Do you realize we were $6 about 3-4 months ago? So gas prices are half of where they've been. That's a huge piece in the inflation number. Next piece is we have is initial jobless claims. Well, we have GDP. So GDP, they're going to re-emphasize Q3's numbers. They're going to say, well, it came in at 2.9. We're going to validate that number. I really don't care about that right now. Initial jobless claims, that's going to go up probably because that's what the Federal Reserve's goals are going to be right now. And then we have core durable goods orders and the PCE. Now, Friday, PCE, that's the number one gauge of inflation that the Federal Reserve watches. I'm not going to be working. Most of the people on Wall Street aren't going to be working. So this number might fly under the radar, but if it's bad, you're going to see the stock market go down exponentially bad because there's not going to be a lot of traders. Same on the other side of the fence. If there's a lot of buy orders in, you're going to see that number inflated more than it usually is because buddy's working on the floors. So the next thing we want to go over is home sales and everything else. So don't worry about any of that information on Friday because the big number there is the PCE number. So let's get over to some other information. With the Federal Reserve doing what they're doing, do you realize credit card rates are going up and a lot of people are spending a lot of money on credit cards? What's the average rate right now? I was reading an article and it came back, said the average annual interest rate on a credit card is 19%. I'm like, you got to be kidding. There's no way it's 19%. So then I looked up and look what it is, 19.59%. So the one piece of this puzzle why I explain this to you, if you're looking to buy a property in 2023 and you have a lot of credit card debt, please do some things. Do one thing for sure, move it to a 0% interest rate credit card. That helps you kind of drive down that number and avoid a lot of interest, and try your darndest to pay that off and stop spending on credit card, because if you're paying almost a 20% interest rate on the money you borrow on your credit card, it's going to wipe you out in the long term. The next piece of the puzzle we want to go is what in the world's happening to the MBS market. Look what I just said. I said the numbers this week and next week are going to be extraordinarily off the charts one way or another. There's really not much news out today, but we're seeing the markets plummet. Okay, what you're seeing on your screen right now is what's happening to the MBS market. It's the bond that trades on Wall Street. When this number goes down, all you have to remember is interest rates go up. There's an inverse relationship or a flip-flop relationship. So when this number goes down, rates go up. We love when this number goes up because mortgage rates go down. Look right next to my shoulder over here. Look at that little rally. What has gone on with mortgage rates recently? Well, look at it. We're about almost 125 basis points or 1.25% off of where we were just about 2 months ago. So let me ask you this. If you closed already and you're in the sevens, please reach out to us. There's no time frame that you have to wait on to refinance to get a lower rate. This might be a good time for you to do that, because you know how people say, well, you marry the house and date the rate or something like that. I really don't like that phrase, but this is basically the equation you can see. If you can drop down your rate 1% from where we were just 30 days ago or 60 days ago, how much money could you save? So what we did is, well, what you're seeing on your screen right now is the top six products people use when they're trying to buy a house or buy their first investment property. These rates are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. You can see right through here. We usually focus in on the 30-year. Look where the 30-year is right now, 6.17. Where were we previously? 7.37. So we're 120 basis points or 1.2% off the highs that we just saw. And the news is coming in better and better and better. But again, let's wait until January, because these next 2 weeks are going to be really volatile. So if you're in the market for trying to get pre-approved, if you're in the market for trying to buy your first investment property, check out a lot of the videos that we recently did. I did a fix and flip video, and I did some investment videos, and I did some first-time home buyer videos. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, what do you guys do? How can you help me? Please visit us at therateupdate.com. You're going to find out about me and my team, what we do. But if you locked in already or you closed already, what I'd like to do is hear from you guys. Send me in your loan estimates or maybe even your closed loan package. All you need to do is click here, upload your information right here. What we're going to do is scan your loan, your current pre-approved loan, or even your closed loan with over 85 of the country's largest banks and mortgage companies, as well as our bank, and see, is there a better rate out there? Is there lower fees out there or all the above? Can I get you a better rate and lower fees to make home affordability a thing that's maybe now in 2023, maybe going to come a little more affordable? So thanks for watching the video, guys. If you're out there and you need assistance with a mortgage, all I ask you to do is give us a call. You can reach us at 844-775-56. God bless, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.